I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
Let's start the show.
What gets them going?
Me going to Joe Tippett.
Nah, bro. Nobody misses that. Everybody misses that. Hey, let's start this season outright. This new show outright. First of all, okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show, formerly known as The Current Show, still featuring your same people. Ted, that's me.
Ty Show.
And Ty.
But, okay. I told y'all, son, my lawyers had to get with Ted lawyers before I was going to come back on the show. I had to have my name.
I mean, the fact I was going to dispute that, but the fact that you said I got a lawyer means that I got a little bit of cheese, so I'll take it. Nah, bro, nobody really necessarily misses it. So what I was going to say is, let's start this season out right and let the people know and let you know as well. Don't try to hit me with none of these light-skinned jokes, bro, because nobody wants to hear it. I'm yellow. You are literally one shade darker. Let's not do that.
You like a beige. Bitch, you the color of school walls. Like, you know that.
I think you said that before if they've listened to any of the old episodes. So, womp, womp, womp. Good try. Hey, but no.
Your feelings be hurt.
Son, I know you were salty as hell when you saw the new logo and saw that I was the same skin color.
Oh, nigga. And I couldn't go at your top because I was like, he decided to do that shit.
No, I really didn't. Whoever did it, shout out to the app Fiverr. I guess people don't really know about the app, but the app is. Things start at $5. They got people that make logos, et cetera, et cetera. Websites, all this other shit. And dude made the logo for a total of like $17. I know somebody is going to look at the logo right now and be like, that shit look like it cost $17. How about you can eat a bag? Okay.
We still got the bags.
Yeah, we still got bags that we passing out, bro. But it's been a minute though, dog. So welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
You good?
I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
I feel like Mace. I feel like we like Mace. You know, when Mace left and went to preach. Anyway, so welcome back to the Ted and Ty Show, though. It's been a lot that has happened in our break. Shout out to the Criscos. That Shay stepped in place. Yeah, I think they got their own podcast coming too. I think it's called What Was Said. So be on the lookout for that. We'll make sure to update y'all with that. But back to the original two, Ted and Ty. We switched things up. The Ted and Ty Show. I gave him some equal pay, I guess, equality and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's type of shit, bro. Right?
He was trying to hit me with the black man being held down shit, you know. Ted trying to hold me down. The man hold me down. So.
Man, nigga, I had to fight the man to get my name in the title. Shit.
Boy, head ass. In our wake, though, bro, I remember we talked about Bill way back when. Bill Cosby, that is. Way back when.
Do not rape. We still
do
are.
Do not
man.
Rape. Oh, yeah, we definitely. Yo, I don't know what episode that was, but go listen to that shit. Do not rape, yo.
Down for the rapist, son.
Ooh, oh, man.
I kind of got like a conspiracy theory about this. I'm not going into it because I'm not about to make nobody mad at us. But like, yeah.
On the Bill Cosby shit?
Yeah.
What's the conspiracy? You think it's a conspiracy that he was set up or something?
Yeah. I got mixed feelings about it, son. Let me just say that. I got mixed feelings. Like, you know me, son, and if anybody heard any of the shows prior to this one, they would know that nigga Ty is not about that conspiracy shit at all. Like, not even a little bit. But, it's Bill, son. Like, it's William. William Cosby, son. Doctor. And it's like...
What does that matter, though?
It don't. I mean, doctor don't mean matter shit. It's just like...
But, I'm just saying, though, like, do I personally feel like Bill Cosby was out here raping... I don't know, but I just know can't that many people lie on you before it's like, all right, my nigga, you might have been out here raping. Like, real talk. So I don't really know. All in all, though, he got convicted.
Guilty of it. So if you found guilty of rape, son, do not rape. you going to jail.
You're going to jail. You're a rapist. In the eyes of the law at the current moment, Bill Cosby is definitely a sexual offender. He got three to 10 or something like that. So that means he's probably going to do at least like a year and a half on some good behavior or something. But bro, he's been having a rough time in that shit though.
So look, so let me tell the listeners, bro. So in our notes, that nigga Ted sent me the notes and was like, yeah, Bill Cosby got hit with a hot dog and he fell down the stairs. And
then that was the first week, bro. That was like the second day he was in prison. He got hit. Somebody threw a hot dog bun at him. Look, fell down the stairs.
But look, so this whole time I'm thinking these euphemisms, bro. I did not think it was. I was like, oh yeah, nigga threw a hot dog at him, huh? He got that long hot dog thrown at him.
Nah, bro.
Nigga, nah, regular hot dog.
Like a real hot dog. It was the bun though, son. Like not even like a full hot. Yeah, it was the bun.
Bro, you got bun. Hey, nigga. Ducks and geese get hit with bread all the time and they make it out.
But son, this is what I wrote though on Instagram or whatever it was. I said, bro, imagine if it would have been, you know how he used to talk about them hoagies on the Bill Cosby show? You ever seen a hoagie bread? Boy, that shit thick as fuck, boy. Boy, he fell down some stairs, fam, over a hot dog bun. Son, if it would have been like a sausage bun or a hoagie bun, a sub sandwich bun. Bro, and you know he blind. He's 81 years old, dog. I don't know if he thought he was going to get the love because of the pudding pops or what back in the day, but like, nah, fam. Like,
Jell-O pudding pops, frozen pudding on a stick. You know, all the finest castles serve Jell-O pudding pops.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a snack fit for a king because it's so rich and creamy.
Yeah.
And Mom won't throw you into the old dungeon when you eat it because she knows it's made with real pudding.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's with all this food? These niggas, dog, niggas in prison really eating that good? They throwing food
away? Oh, yeah, because you saw the other part that I wrote and I said he got smacked in the face by a chicken patty.
Son, they better not be the school chicken patties. You put some mustard on them things, they straight. Prisoners are.
Son, so his lawyer said he's trying to get him out of jail like right now, right? So I really read the article because I was like, nah, I was like, no way is somebody really out here like abusing this man with food. Nah, bro, it's real. And Bill Cosby reportedly said that the chicken patty is the best meal in the joint. So the fact that somebody wasted their good chicken patty.
Yeah, on Taco Tuesday, they threw their fucking taco at you.
They said he cracked the joke, bro. Niggas wasn't laughing.
Bruh.
I mean, but you know he's like hella segregated and shit. So that's why he just keeps getting hit by like random food items because that's the only thing they could do is just throw food across the room.
It's shout time. We about to fucking smack that nigga Cosby up.
Duh, yeah, nah, yeah. Like they said he was in the infirmary when somebody threw a chicken patty across the room and it hit him in the face.
Second off, Ted, just check this. How good is the aim in the American prison system?
The aid?
The aim.
The
right here, dead shot and shit with food. Like, what's going on? Imagine throwing a hot dog and hitting a nigga.
So first of all, it's a hot dog bun, bro. Not even a full hot dog. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to have all type of like aim.
You got to have all type of strength. You ever try to throw bread, man?
Right.
You ain't going nowhere.
Right. Nigga, it's really not.
That bitch from his with all his shoulder. Nigga hit him with Patrick Mahomes pass.
Had they not committed crimes, boys should have been in the league, huh?
Oh yeah. These niggas out here got 90 mile an hour Wonder Bread and shit. Hey, look, I can only imagine that the nigga threw the patty like a frisbee. Like nigga just.
That's how it sound coming across.
Frisbee golf champion in 97.
Hey, but did somebody pick it up and say 5 second rule afterwards or what?
Oh, son, for sure. I'm in the bag. I'm picking that hoe up. Let me get that.
Yeah, dog. Man, let me get that. I'm not eating again until like tomorrow.
I'm trying to put it on eBay. Hey, I got the patty that smacked Cosby, my nigga.
What you mean? Yeah, niggas bought a bag of air a long time ago from the Kanye concert or something like that. A bag of air. Bro, yeah, I'm for sure selling the Cosby patty, okay? And the Cosby bun. Run it up.
My books, bro.
Yeah, I need that. Go ahead and send me the Newports.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, dog. But yeah, shout out to Cosby, I guess, or whatever. I don't know if he's a rapist. Do not rape. he deserves to be in there. I don't know. I don't know whether to feel bad or not. I'll be honest though. I have laughed my ass off at this food shit though. This shit has been fun.
I found guilty, so it's over. Like,
yeah, straight up, do not rape. R. Kelly's still out here on some rapist shit too, so he can still eat a bag. We're still good on him. Hey, whatever happened to Quantasia Sharpton?
I was wondering about Big Fat Liar.
Yeah, Big Fat Liar. Yeah, what happened to her?
I don't know what happened to old Shamu.
She disappeared, didn't she?
Which is crazy for a woman her size.
That is problematic. Problematic pair hashtag. The problematic pair, Ted and Ty, the Ted and Ty show, full of problematic. Oh, what I had said before we had started recording, though, was, bro, it was raining hard as hell today. And so I've really been in like this. Oh, what song you been listening to all day, bro? Tell the people, because fuck what I'm saying. You tell me what song you've been listening to.
Tony Tony Tone, it's our anniversary. Do you know what?
Oh, for real? Because it's y'all anniversary and shit? Yeah, you whack as hell. But
it's our anniversary. My bad. All right.
So we were talking about Quantasia. I don't know how we got there, but and also in big ass news or whatever. Yes. Hey, that might be a good name for this section of shit, the hot shit. Big ass news. It is in big ass news. So in big ass news though, also, Lil Wayne in our like wake or death or pause or whatever. Lil Wayne dropped his new album, The Carter Five, finally came out. He finally got released or whatever from Birdman. What are your thoughts on that album? Because I have my own, but I'd like to know yours.
Okay. I don't think it's trash. I really don't, son. Like, now, do I think it is? Do I think it's top two Carters? No.
No, definitely not.
No, three is
two. I don't think it's trash either. I'm not going to call it trash. I think it's mediocre, and especially for the Dwayne Carter standards that we have set for ourselves, it is just okay. It's not good. It's not bad. It's whatever. Like,
now, lyrically, he is still the man, like, because he still says like a lot of things in the songs. I mean, well, you know, he says it in Lil Wayne ways. You're like, oh, okay, that's still dope. But it's like, it's almost like watching Ali at the end of his career. Like, it's like,
oh, don't steal my reference, fam.
Oh, damn, that's what you said? I swear.
Not really, but what I said though on some shit was that it was like watching Jordan on the Wizards. Like, Jordan was good on the Wizards. Let's not even it like Jordan was trash. He still made the fucking All-Star team. Like, it's Jordan on the Wizards, but it's definitely not Jordan on the Bulls.
Yeah.
Like, so it was okay.
It was like, okay, end of your career. That's what it feel like. It really feel like, nigga, the Carter Five.
The farewell album.
The Carter Five might be the last Carter. So.
Hey, the funny shit though is I saw the shit, the memes and shit. That boy really does look like one of them aliens from Men in Black. Hi, Kay.
Wanga.
Wanga.
How you doing, fellas?
Oh, shit. Hi, Kay.
The ones that smoked all the cigarettes and shit.
Yeah, I know you're talking about the worm.
That is what he looks. That he is. It's rough. I mean, don't do drugs. Do not rape and don't do drugs. Hey, both.
Well, baby mamas.
He got 12 baby mamas. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he got like, well, I don't know how many he got.
He got two. No, he do. He got a kid with Lauren London. He got a kid with some random Asian lady way back in the day. Remember that? Yeah. I think he got a boy with her. Then he got, of course, Reginae, who is like Do you keep, I know, okay, so let's be clear. Let's clear this up for those that are, this may be your first time listening, even though I don't know if we're going to have any like brand new listeners. If we do, I mean, welcome.
Welcome. How you doing?
You know what I'm saying? But
I'm a really bright nigga. I look like your phone look in the morning when that hoe hit you in the face. That's what I look
like.
Is that new enough for you, Push?
But we do, I mean, shout out to those people though that were like, where is the show? What the fuck? But shout out to those people that stayed on our ass and got us back. But to those that don't know and shit, then this is your first time. Ty does not keep up with shit, okay? He gonna make you think that he know what the fuck he talking about.
He don't.
You gonna have to Google half the shit this nigga says. Oh yeah, Justin Bieber's from Australia. I'm not letting it go. He ain't okay. Right. Justin Bieber is from fucking Canada or some shit like that. It's not from anywhere near Australia, like the total opposite side of the world. So I say all that to say, you may or may not know about Regine. Do you keep up with her?
All right, stupid. Ty has 2 degrees.
Nigga, that don't mean you keep up with social media. So do you keep up a resume or no?
Or no.
Okay, I didn't think so. So anyway, she's dating YFN Lucci. Did you know that or no? Okay. Do you know who YFN Lucci is?
No.
Bet. I'm glad, because he's the nigga that does. Was
there any chance of you thinking I knew him, son? Did you really think?
Nah, I really just wanted an excuse to be like, that has
nothing, bro. When I say that's so foreign to me, I've never heard that.
You do know that nigga, bro. You know why YFN Lucci, bro. He sing a couple songs that you.
Okay, cool. You're right.
Can we stop doing that? I'm a man to pay a bill.
Listen, I walk.
You really don't know who this nigga is, bro?
So I'm not being funny.
Every Day We Lit.
Oh my.
This song right here, Every Day We Lit. You don't know Every Day We Lit?
Jill, you're a genius.
Think it's a game.
I came up from nothing, nigga. You can't tell me shit. Yeah, did it on my own. Take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah,
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now, nigga, getting rich. I swear every day we lit.
Yeah, man. Every day we lit. Yeah, you can't tell me shit. Yeah, remember I was broke.
You don't know that song, YFN Lucci?
Yeah, I do know that song. I got it.
Okay. So anyway, so they dating and shit. So it's weird though. I'm gonna fill you in the crash course. It's weird because he like our age, which is like 28, and she's like 19, 18, something. Either way. So yeah, all in all, Lil Wayne got a lot of baby mamas. He looks like a fucking worm, and his album was just okay. I think that's all we were trying to say.
411.
I think that's where we were going with it. I mean, whatever. If you're keeping up, you're keeping up. This is fucking episode one or whatever. So, welcome. Shit.
How you doing?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just got back from LA yesterday. It was lit as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Was out there stunting. Not really, though. Like, we had a drop top Benz tie, but I'm going to be honest, bro. That shit is small apples to them niggas out there. Like, I damn near should have been driving a fucking Toyota Camry.
Nigga, did you just shit on yourself?
I did. I did. Because I drive a Camry right now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh, oh. Well, everybody who's listening who knows my struggle, I just put a new engine in my car that was very expensive. But I'm going to...
Oh, did you get your shit back?
I'm going to get it tomorrow, son. Tomorrow morning, I will have my baby back. I will have... The boo, you hear me? Oh, I'm so excited. I'm out 5 bands, but I'm good.
Well, you came up from nothing, nigga. You can't tell me shit.
Just stop that, for real. Like,
that's how that nigga sound, bro. That shit is funny.
I get that part. Why do you have to do it?
So also, this week though, and kind of big ass news. This is kind of little ass news because it's normal as fuck. But Cat Williams was out here on some Cat Williams shit. he attacked his driver because he was on the way to Wildin' Out, and he brought his dog with him, and the driver did not want that shit in his vehicle. Driver wasn't fucking with that shit, and he whooped the driver's ass, bro. Or he might have got choked out, though. You know he got beat up by a seventh grader not too long ago.
Yeah. So the driver, like, real shit, the driver must have been like a little bit taller than him or something. Because Cat Williams really got like a small man complex that he tried to joke about, but he for real. So he for real his feelings about. Because this nigga really be quick as hell to fight. Like, chill your little chihuahua ass down, son.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but he got arrested for that shit, bro. So he might have either swole the driver up or the nigga was just like, let me get some money. Since he was just out here bragging about making $1 million a month and shit. You know, I don't believe that shit. Do you believe that shit?
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of Cat Williams, bro.
I'll whoop Cat Williams' ass.
And he old now, too? So you this big, my nigga. I hurt you, dog. Get out my fucking
How big, son? Because I can't see you right now. So how big?
That big, you hear me? Like, hey. Get your fingers, put them together as close as you can get them. Eat that big, my nigga.
Without touching.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm a pimp. You lost your mind. What the hell? Am I in prison? Hold on, Donna. Pimp down. Bishop.
I know this is super random, but you were referring to your lack of conspiracy theory and shit like this. Let's get into this Trump alert shit. This presidential alert that came to the phone like a few days ago.
Yeah, you go ahead and give your side to it because you know how I feel about it.
Y'all niggas is retarded. Retarded.
And so
you've been getting Amber Alert. First of all, like, because all the shit that's been, oh, they're listening to your convos. They hacking your phone. People putting tape and shit over their computer screens and shit. Man, it's technology, fam. If you listen, I'm not saying I want to be listened in on because I don't, but I got Alexa in each room. I had to turn around. I hope that bitch ain't hear me because, you know, that be, but I got that shit in each room in my crib. I got a laptop with a camera. I got a phone, an iPhone, all that shit, bro. If you are that secretive and shit, you need to live in a house covered in fucking aluminum foil. And not have no electronic devices. Need to be like your boy off of a Better Call Saul. Straight up.
Hey man, the old man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, bro, anybody who just got a problem with that is like, first, one, like you said, it's technology. If you have an issue with the NSA or somebody hacking into your shit, you just don't get it. Like, so I'm all Apple products, which I'm pretty sure Apple is Skyline from Terminator, but whatever. It's going to happen one day when I'm dead. I don't care. What I am bothered by, though, is this idea of the government don't tell us nothing. They don't keep us involved. Son, I get it. You don't like Trump. Cool. Nobody likes Trump. That's it. That's not the cool thing anymore. Son. Everybody dislikes Trump. Everybody. So just to have.
Even the niggas that voted for Trump don't like Trump anymore. Like,
huh?
I say even the niggas that voted for Trump don't like Trump anymore. Like, it's mad niggas out there that's like,
but it's really like, man, y'all just trying to have another excuse just to blame something. And he's gonna hack into your laptop. He's gonna do this. Like, son, what do you think he's gonna do? He's gonna send the FBI because you selling diamonds?
Son, who do you think you are, family? Just because you think you moving dope because you buying a half an ounce of weed and selling it to your cousin Ray Ray and Pookie and them. That don't make you shit, okay? Nobody's listening to your convos, brother. I'm sorry. You just go about your business. The alerts coming to your phone and shit, though, bro. You've been getting Amber Alerts. You've been getting flash flood warnings and all of that shit.
Son,
okay.
The way that Trump pops off at the mouth, wouldn't y'all be so happy to hear, hey, North Korea just sent a bomb. You niggas might want to get low.
Yeah, I'm going to need to know. I mean, even though I don't know, like, what do you do? Because we don't have bomb shelters anymore. So what do you do?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm about to get low.
I'm out of here. Oh, speaking of Trump, though, while we're on this shit, you know, Kanye's still out here doing Kanye shit.
Kanye is, we about to trade Kanye. Remember how we said we was going to trade black We're gonna trade Kanye. We want
LA. Yeah, we actually want Tiger back for sure.
Yeah, we want. Yeah, he. Yeah.
Yeah, he just won and shit like that. Like, we need to get in. Let's go ahead and acquire him back.
We need to bring her in.
We're going to claim him off waivers. You said who?
Ellen DeGeneres. Well, that boy said Tiger Woods was on injured reserve.
We're going to claim him off the waivers. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, go ahead and come on back, brother. Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome. Good seeing you. Yeah, Kanye on some nut shit, though.
That boy had a whole, like, son, you can see when he had that whole little spiel on Saturday Night Live, everybody was just kind of sitting back like,
what the? This nigga's everybody, tripping again.
Whoa, wait a second. Are they going to edit that out?
Nah. Mm-mm. Nope. Just like when he said, George Bush don't care about black people. And then Kanye West don't care about black people. Make Kanye, what's fucked up is that Ariana Grande's boyfriend or fiance
Davidson.
What is his name?
Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Look at you. So you don't keep up with black social media news. You keep up with the white shit. But I'm the light skin.
Eat a white dick.
I'm just saying, bro. I feel fucked up about that. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway. So Pete. But you saw what Pete had on to make Kanye 2006 again?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's fucked up. That's fucked up when the white guy has to tell the black guy, hey, bro, you need to go be black again, bro. Like, I don't know what the fuck you got going on, Kanye, but this is not normal, okay?
Pete, black.
He's black.
Yeah, he like you.
Nah, bro. No, what, are you serious he's black?
Yeah.
No, bro.
Listen.
No, I am Googling this shit right now.
Hey, make sure y'all listen to fucking episode one, the one with Ted fucking up. He don't know his info. Yeah, hurry up and go Google it, because I know that's what you're doing.
I am definitely Googling it. Hold on, bro. Let me see. His father is of Jewish heritage and his mother is of Irish. What are you talking about? It's not black. He's Jewish and Irish. Yeah, you were wrong. He's Jewish, Irish, German, Scottish, Italian, and English. None of that says Negro. Ah,
damn. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He tells black jokes. That shit fucking me.
Oh!
Did you know I be listening to comedians?
So he's really the guy we shouldn't be fucking with then. Like, what? He's a culture vulture. Okay, got it. Got it. Hey, you know what's funny though? They said his eyes look like assholes, and they do.
They really do.
They really do. Yeah. If you guys don't know what he looks like, go ahead and Google him. His eyes do look like assholes. It looks like he poops out of his eyes. Like when he cries, it's like shit just comes out.
Girlfriend's voice makes my fucking ears hurt.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah, like not when she's singing, when she's talking.
I was about to say my sister loves her.
So have you ever heard her speak?
Nah, don't pay attention that much.
Yeah. So she was on a Disney, show, and I swear, nigga, every day for like 2 whole months, son, that Disney show woke me up. And it was her voice. I had to turn that shit off. Like,
oh, you sleep with the TV on? That's terrible.
Yeah, I do.
That's terrible. So this is random as shit. But
nigga, we went at each other top yet, son. I rip you fucking.
Son, you already tried with the light skin jokes, but you like it literally. I'm gonna put a poll up on Instagram. Like, is Ty dark skin or light skin? And I guarantee it's gonna be.
Son, I don't think light skin. I think I'm brown.
Son, if they had to separate people, you would go in the light skin pile.
I would go within the dark skin pile, son. I would have
it. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't, guy. No, you wouldn't. You would not.
Are you wild?
Regardless. In continuous loser news, Ja Rule, did you see that shit that Ja Rule, apparently he was talking about, we got this song, him and Kalani got a song.
He's talking about he want 1 million followers to get to, and he gonna drop it.
Fam, Ja Rule, your whole shit was, your career was killed years ago by 50 Cent. Years ago, fam.
When he just wanted to whoop you,
years ago. So I don't understand. Like, the fucked up part is Kalani was like, nah, bro, like, keep it.
Yeah, son. Hey, college game day is in Michigan this week.
Oh, for real? We play Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's down there with y'all. Oh, in Grambling news, just because I told Ashley I would say this, we beat the shit out of Alabama State. So you know their colors are black and old gold?
Nah, bro. Alabama State's colors are black and yellow, as far as I'm concerned. It's definitely black and yellow.
Yeah, Bumblebee, right? Like, son, it's definitely black and yellow.
What is their mascot? Is it a yellow jacket?
It's a hornet.
Oh, a hornet.
What the fuck?
Same shit.
That was a hornet.
That's black and yellow.
Anyway, we kind of hold the swag up.
Yeah, I've never taken a look at a hornet, yellow jacket, bumblebee, and been like, yeah, that shit's gold. Like, nah, that bitch is definitely yellow.
That bitch definitely yellow. I've never actually
seen it. Grambling beat the shit out of some team 62-7. Dog, did you see that they only had like 15 players?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that. I know. Like at one point, we should have like put walk-ons in, son.
Y'all didn't have. Yeah, like I damn near drove down there.
It wasn't 62-7. Nigga, it was 62-3.
I thought it was 62-7.
Three.
Either way, I mean, it was in single digits.
Double digits, baby.
Oh, that's what we doing. I just thought about that the other day, about the fact that I was so excited when I turned 10 years old. And I was like, double digits. And then now I'm like, damn, nigga, once you get to double digits, all you got is double digits. I mean, if you make it to 100, I mean, salute you. But, like, I don't want to be pooping on myself.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, at that point, like, get me out of there, bro. You need to come in the room yourself and trip over the machine, quote unquote.
Damn.
And just yeah, get me out of there. I'm sorry. I don't want it. But yeah, double digits, baby. I don't even know. Do we start over? No, we don't start over. These episodes are still on there. If you haven't listened to all the other episodes of the Ted and Ty show, because I changed the whole name of the shit. But you can go back and listen to all the older episodes of featuring Ted and Ty. We will for sure have guests on this upcoming season. We will for sure have a lot of comedy and topics coming up on this season. We're just glad to be back. It's been a while, but.
And we're actually going to solve some things this year. I mean, not this year, this season.
Did you say we're going to solve some things?
I mean, not solve things.
What are we, Carmen Sandiego or something?
Hey, son.
Fuck is this, Law and Order? What are we solving, fam? Light skin niggas.
What the fuck did you just call me, push?
Nah, man. It's good to be back, though.
All right.
Yeah, you seen what I did. Yep. Mm-hmm. But if y'all got any topic suggestions, anybody that should be like featured on the show, perhaps something like that, you could definitely holler at us. Let us know. You can, of course, get at us at Ted and Ty Show on Instagram. You can holler at me myself at Ted.Kush, TED.KUSH on Instagram.
And you can find me at Ty.Sean.W on Instagram.
Too much. Sean is spelled Shaun. Yeah, man, this episode. It was just a little intro. Welcome back joint for us. We got a lot more in store. We are excited to be back, unless I'm speaking for myself, because he over there salty because his war eagles ain't go to war.
Hey, son, you better shut the fuck up talking to me, son. Like, you're doing the most right now, Ted. I ain't gonna lie. Like, bro, we can do that, like, you should be ill, son. Y'all ain't having just, like, amazing.
Nah, son, we lost to Notre Dame, and I had to hear it, so I don't want to hear it.
I ain't talk shit to you, though, nigga.
I ain't talking shit, bro. All I did was say y'all lost. Hey, who did y'all play? Nah, but on some real shit, man, it's good to be back. We're going to have a lot more. If y'all, like I said, if there's anybody.
Damn, was you
yeah.
Back?
We back. It's our anniversary. Not really, though. Let's pause.
Let's not say that.
Yeah, pause. Pause. Let's just maybe take that out or something. This has been another episode. We are going to try to aim to drop every Wednesday right? Yeah. That's the goal, correct?
Yep.
All right, we're going to try to drop every Wednesday. Holler at us, like I said, on Instagram at the Ted and Ty Show, or you can find me at ted.cush. You can find Ty at T-Y underscore S-H-A-U-N-W.
Ty.Sean.W.
Oh, okay. S-H-H-U-N. Other than that,
whatever we end, we should say some shit like, I'm Ted, I'm Ty, and we out, bitch. Or some shit like that. Not like that, because that was just, but you see my example. You see what I meant?
Okay.
Bye.
Let's try it then. Let's try it. So this has been another episode of the Ted and Ty Show. I'm Ted.
I'm Ty.
We out, bitch.
That's all, folks.